A BC man has elected trial by provincial court judge on 3 drug trafficking charges. Wilbert Luke Jackson Bullshields is also facing a count of breaching a 10-year, long-term supervision order he was on at the time of the alleged offenses. Mr. Jackson Bullshields wishes trial on both matters, defense lawyer John Turner told Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Patricia Stark when Jackson Bullshields appeared by video April 16 to be arraigned. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Court documents show he is charged with allegedly possessing for the purpose of trafficking fentanyl, parafluorofentanyl, benzodiazepine and methamphetamine on June 14, 2023. The supervision order breach count alleges Jackson Bullshields failed to reside at a designated community-based residential facility June 12-14, 2023. He had been at Vancouver's Belkin House, the court heard. He has been in custody since September 2023. The case now moves forward to trial scheduling to set dates for a hearing and a pre-trial conference. Long-term supervision order. BC Supreme Court Justice Laurel Russell put Jackson Bullshields on the long-term supervision order after conviction on multiple charges in 2017. The offender stole a car, caused several accidents and then failed to stop and ran from the scene, attempted to steal another car, committed mischief and stole a Coke, tried to take a car at the gas station and when refused, went after the car and driver with a 2x4 and smashed his window, damaged merchandise in the gas station, and tried to steal the car belonging to another young man further east on 54th after the offender left the gas station, Russell said. She said he needs ongoing supervision and support. The multiple passes the offender has been given in the past with lenient sentences and alternative placements have not worked, the judge said. Until the offender is able to stop seeing himself as a victim of the system and takes responsibility for his actions, he will not take control of his life and accept treatment for his mental health problems.